The state of Mississippi is making big headlines these days. We are joined tonight by State Representative Christopher Bell to talk about White Heritage Month in Mississippi. Representative Bell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Governor Phil Bryant has been quite active lately. First of all, a number of other governors from New York, Vermont, and Washington have banned state employees from most work-related travel to Mississippi after the state enacted that anti-LGBT bill. And prior to that, he signed into law the White Heritage Month bill. What do you think
Correct.
Is happening?
The, he signed the Confederate Heritage Month bill. Just after Black History Month. And what's sad about this, as well as the House bill banning the LGBT discrimination, well, enabling discrimination against our brothers and sisters in the LGBT community.
Representative Bell.
I don't understand.
Representative Bell.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can we start over?
Can you hear me?
Let's start over. Here we go. Let's take that again because I had it all wrong. It is LGBT. I never get the letters right. LGBT. Okay.
It's a lesbian, gay transgender,
bi transgender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gender.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Let's start over. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
The state of Mississippi is making big headlines these days. Okay. Okay, no worries. Here we go.
Let's start over. I wasn't ready.
Third time's the charm. Here we go. Three.
It's got to be. It has to be.
3, 2, 1. The state of Mississippi is making big headlines these days, and to talk about two of the headlines that's grabbed the nation's attention is Mississippi Representative Christopher Bell. Representative Bell, we're so glad you could join us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to Black History Month, when the African American community in Mississippi and all around the country paused and celebrated our history. On the heels of Black History Month, Governor Phil Bryant in Mississippi signed a bill that really has left people still saying, what?
Right. The Confederate Heritage Month resolution that he signed, basically wanting to observe the Confederate history, and he stated that he wants everyone to understand more about the Confederate heritage. And me, along with other Mississippians, do not agree with him authoring this resolution. It takes us back, well back, beyond our current days. No one understands why you would do something like that on the heels of Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to supporting the current state flag, which is very divisive, and then on that, celebrating or passing a piece of legislation that basically discriminates against people in the LGBT community.
And
it's,
that's...
It's not good for Mississippi. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's not good for Mississippi. It's not good for our society. And it's just not a fair piece of legislation. We basically wasted taxpayer dollars arguing, debating over something that's not needed.
So let's just unpack some of these issues. Let's start with the Confederate Heritage Bill. That's much like lobbing a hand grenade into an already burning building, because the country has still not come to terms with its racial past. So he just poured gasoline on it, wouldn't you say?
He yes, he did. And And what's really sad about all of this, we're in a state that's 50th in everything that's good, and at the top of everything that's bad. And we should be trying to talk about a global economy. We should be talking about educating our children, providing funds for that. We should be talking about accepting $1 billion in health care from the federal government that we have constantly and consistently denied by not expanding Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it is very sad that we have a governor that's supposed to be our leader that has basically thumbed his nose at individuals that don't look like him.
What are Mississippians in general saying? Are there protests? Is there any type of organized resistance?
Correct. There are a lot of protests that are going on. You have various groups that are out protesting and holding press conferences against these same issues that we're discussing. And it's getting to a point within my community and my district. I represent a well-diverse district, and a lot of my constituents are not happy about what is going on. You have a lot of individuals that are actually searching, trying to figure out what is going on with our governor, and other leaders in our community are trying to get a hold of, you know, is it prayer that's needed to get him to see that we are steadily going backwards, or do we need to finally try to get him out of office? But, you know, he's on his second term, so we have three more years of this. So you can imagine our state having a supermajority of Republicans, what type of bills that are going to be coming in the next 3 years.
In the next 3 years, it does seem that the table has been set for a lot of distasteful policies in the next few years. The governor's colleagues in New York, Vermont, and Washington have banned their state employees from most work-related travel to Mississippi after the state enacted that anti-LGBT bill. So it's hitting the state in the pocketbook as well.
Very much so. And I'm waiting to see the full list of individuals that are in protest of this as well. We have Nissan, Toyota that have stepped up to the plate on, you know, stating that to the governor that, you know, hey, we're against this bill that you've signed into law. And if you understand that you have individuals in our community, we're all different. And our diversity should be celebrated and not persecuted. And that's what we're doing here. We have an individual that is the governor of our state that is basically persecuting individuals who do not look like him or have the same views as he does.
You know, racially, Mississippi has a mixed past. Did you feel that you all were moving in a progressive direction and these latest actions by Governor Bryant have moved you back? Or did...
We had an excellent opportunity to move forward, to move Mississippi forward in a new direction. The actions that the governor has done in this supermajority Republican House and Senate have pushed us into the Stone Age. We will suffer, we will continue to suffer for the next 3 years and beyond. It will be very hard to make up ground on what future business that we have potentially lost as a result of their actions.
That is so sobering, and the way you express it speaks volumes about your feelings, and I'm sure many, many others in the state. What is the governor's reaction when you all point out the impact on not just the bottom line, but on the Mississippi narrative in general?
The governor, in my point of view, could care less about anybody else's opinions. If you disagree with what he believes in, he doesn't care.
And he has the majority in the legislature.
Yes.
Well, three more years. We'll check in with you in the coming months and years, because I suspect, as you've indicated, more headlines will come from Mississippi that will grab the nation's attention. Representative.
Well, hopefully those headlines will be on a positive note from this day forward, because the Democrats in the House and Senate are working very hard to create meaningful and useful legislation that will move our state forward.
Well, we hope you will come back and talk with us about the positive news that you and your colleagues are generating. We appreciate you joining us in the Village. Representative Christopher Bell of Mississippi.
Thank you so much.